From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary David Shulkin announced his plans last week to expand urgent mental health care to veterans with other than honorable discharges. KBIA's Elena Rivera spoke with a Columbia nonprofit to discuss the potential impact in Mid-Missouri.
There are around 482,000 veterans in Missouri, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In Columbia, most veterans access care through the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital and local nonprofits. Currently, former service members with other than honorable discharges are not eligible for any VA health care benefits. Scott Bias is the clinical director for Welcome Home, a nonprofit that serves veterans experiencing homelessness.
The veterans that might have gotten a dishonorable discharge might feel that they have nowhere to turn to. The secretary has opened the door to say the Veterans Administration is here for you regardless of your discharge status.
Bias says Welcome Home serves around 120 veterans a year. He says they never turn anyone away, but these plans would make it easier for service members overall to receive care. This is the first time a VA secretary has planned an initiative focused on service members with other than honorable discharges and mental health crises. Secretary Shulkin aims to finalize the plans this summer. Elena Rivera, KBIA News.
Contractors are planning to start reconstruction of a runway at the Columbia Regional Airport, reflecting the increasing popularity of the largest airport in Mid-Missouri. The airport will use an $11 million federal grant and transportation sales tax revenue to expand a secondary crosswind runway to 5,500 feet from 4,400 feet. The project is expected to be done in late summer or early fall. Former Missouri NAACP chapter president Nimrod Chappell Sr. died Tuesday. Chappell died at the age of 76 after suffering a stroke. A longtime civil rights advocate, Chappell sought to protect voter rights for African Americans. The NAACP Lifetime Service Award established NAACP units in prisons and at Lincoln University in Jefferson City. Chappell served as the president of the Jefferson City chapter, where he personally funded many scholarship efforts. Columbia chapter president Mary Ratliff says Chappell's legacy will be felt for a very long time.
I think that his dedication to the NAACP will speak volumes. The fact that he was at his age, he had knowledge of all of the work that the NAACP had done to bring justice to that area.
According to a NAACP statement, the organization plans to continue Chappell's work through the Nimrod T. Chappell Scholarship Fund. Missouri First Lady Sheena Greitens has found a treasure trove in the governor's mansion storage locker. Greitens says she heard that there might be some children's books left over from past events at the mansion. She hoped to find enough to hand out at an Easter egg event next month. But when she arrived at the storage locker, Greitens says she was blown away to find a mountain of about 20 books full of hundreds of children's books from Scholastic. The First Lady said she plans to donate the books mostly to foster care facilities in Missouri. Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.